here's a story from The World.
We start today with the news from Afghanistan. President Biden set this coming September 11th as the deadline for a complete U.S. withdrawal from the country. But the process has been going faster than expected. The Pentagon says roughly half of American troops have already left. Meantime, the Taliban has gone on the offensive, taking territory. With no political settlement in sight, Afghans are worried about a violent Taliban resurgence and are preparing for a fight. The World's Shirin Jafari reports.
Over the weekend, a resident of Baghlan province in northern Afghanistan sent me a video over WhatsApp. It shows a dozen men standing in a semicircle. All are wearing traditional Afghan pants and shirts. Most look young, maybe in their 20s, and all are holding AK-47s. Safar Muhammad is one of the men holding a gun. He says in Dari, this is the first time he's held a weapon in his life. He's 20. He says, the terrorists are threatening my hometown and I'm ready to fight them. By terrorists, Muhammad means the Taliban, the group that the U.S. fought for two decades and made a deal with in 2019. Right now, there is no agreement between the Taliban and the Afghan government. And with the U.S. withdrawal almost complete, that leaves Afghans like Muhammad fearful of a violent Taliban takeover. He fought Taliban fighters just the other night. Muhammad says a few of them were killed, but everyone on his side survived. About 200 men have picked up arms in this part of the country, he says. God willing, more will join soon.
These people that are picking up arms, they are doing this in line with the mandate issued by the Ministry of Defense, by our Ministry of Defense.
Colonel Naveed Qaboosi is with Afghanistan's Ministry of Interior.
They have registered their weapons. They are being armed with the weapons that we provide them. They are being led by professionally trained soldiers.
Last week, in response to Taliban advances in several districts, the Afghan government called on volunteers to join the fight. This is Afghan Vice President Sarwar Danesh urging people to stand shoulder to shoulder with the security forces. The government, he says, is ready to support you in any way we can. Shortly after Danish's call, thousands of volunteers marched in the streets in various parts of the country, holding up their guns and chanting anti-Taliban slogans. But while some in Afghanistan see these popular uprisings as necessary, others are concerned.
Definitely, it is not a good thing that people are getting mobilized and arming themselves against the Taliban.
Ali Yavar Adeli is a researcher with the Afghan Analysts Network in Kabul.
People are trying to defend or fend off the Taliban's attacks. But if there isn't any new progress in the peace talks, this will only prolong the conflict.
Afghanistan's history is full of powerful and corrupt warlords, Adeli says. Men who led militias and later unleashed chaos across the country. The question now is, over time, what will happen to all the weapons that the ANDSF, Afghanistan's National Security Forces, are handing out to people? What if these volunteers don't want to follow orders from the central government? I asked Colonel Naveed Qaboosi about this.
The reason that the ANDSF is involved is not because we're arming them and we're looking to use them, but rather to guide them, to make sure that they don't cross the line, they don't do anything illegal, and they definitely don't go and do, you know, use this group of armed men and women for nefarious purposes.
And yes, women are picking up arms too. Najibe Noor Delavari is 24 years old and is the first woman police officer in Jalzjan in northern Afghanistan. She tells me people have lined up to show support for the security forces. They want to fight the Taliban. Delavari is no stranger to the insurgents herself. Her father was a member of the group. 6 years ago, she managed to flee Taliban territory and take refuge in a different part of Jalzjan. Then she convinced her father to defect, and now he too is ready to fight the Taliban. But she knows Taliban fighters have decades of experience on the battlefield. I ask if she worries about that. I'm not worried about them at all, she says. They should be worried about us. For the world, I'm Shirin Jafari. From PRX.